Blog Talk Radio.
How we doing tonight? We have a great show in line for you. But before I get started with the show, as usual, I have to introduce my special guests from New York. We got my man, my ace for about 30-something years, Hamadi Martin. How you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah. What up? What's going on, Smooth?
All right. I love the energy, brother. I love the energy. Anything special happen this weekend?
Whole damn gang in here like, yeah.
You didn't hear my question.
Bang, bang.
So I'm going to go to Odette.
Yeah, everything's
He's
always
really
happening.
Ready.
You just heard my answer. The gang always here. Come on, Greg.
I know you're ready. I love it.
Come on, bro.
And also from New York, the lovely, the sweet, the precious, Odette Nikki
right.
Lee. Hello, Odette. How you doing?
That be me. Good evening, everyone. What's up? What's good?
Girl. How are you?
And I'm great. And also, we need folks to call in today. I want to hear from the people. Let's talk. Call in.
All right. Yay. The number Odette is talking about is 714-583-6887. I will be saying that later on in the show. But once again, 714-583-6887. All right. Tonight's show is something near and dear to me and also to my other male counterpart on this show is the dating slaughterhouse. What is that about? What does it entail? What we actually are talking about, Hamadi? What do you want to express to the audience today about the dating slaughterhouse? What's that about?
Well, I know started early posting and telling people, listen, about the dating slaughterhouse, and everybody's like, yo, Hamadi, what are you talking about? What is a dating slaughterhouse, right? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the facts. A dating slaughterhouse occurs when men and women start going out on dates, and like I said the last episode, a man sits down across from a woman, guys start talking to each other, start feeling each other. What you guys are really doing is trying to feel each other out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're
mm-hmm.
feeling each other out, you guys are asking questions, you're starting to get more information on each other, and at the same time that you're getting information, you're also giving off information, giving off energy, giving off certain vibes, right? So
mm-hmm.
There's several very crucial points, and I'm not sure what specific questions, because each date is going to be different and each person is going to be different. But there is a certain
mm-hmm.
time where either a question comes across or an answer comes back that is a little bit leading. Because you got to remember, guys, we go on dates, but we also, and ladies, I need y'all to listen to this. Guys, we go on dates with the intention. Our intentions are good, right? But if we ask a certain question that might get us to the draws faster, then that could change the whole date. And from what I'm
mm-hmm.
understanding, women, that could be the same thing with y'all also. So the date becomes something that I might be interested in developing into a long-term relationship, but then that certain question or the certain tone, a couple drinks later, maybe the attitude or the mood changes of the date. Next thing y'all know, y'all ain't even making it back to the hotel or wherever. Y'all might just be in the back seat getting it in because, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's one thing to you know, to really feel somebody and to get to know somebody. It's another thing once you've already gotten them, and then the whole mood changes. And the reason why I gave it the name the dating slaughterhouse is because once that mistake is made and you guys end up having sex, maybe it's the first night, second night, there's a lot of interest lost there. And, you know, women and men are dating a lot more, so it could be not just one, two, three, four, five people that they're dating. They could have made four or five incidents, you know, or put four or five more numbers on that they didn't need to have on simply because, you know, the questions weren't asked. And what I mean by slaughterhouse is because it basically becomes a meat factory where you're in and out. It's really that simple.
But I do have one question before, Odette, you chime in on that. You said we go in with good intentions. What are our good intentions when we go on a date, Hamadi, men?
I'm trying to bed you.
That's good intentions for women?
As long as you're communicated.
Well, I'm trying to bed you. That's my communication to you.
Right.
Like, that's how, I mean,
that's not always
we said this before. Like, when you look at somebody, you don't first look at somebody and say, damn it, she's got a beautiful personality. Nah, hell no. Yo, you got some big-ass tits. Yo, mom, you got a fat ass. Yo, I'm trying to get to know you. So, yeah, that's where my mind's at.
So, basically, when you say good intentions, it's basically you go to bed.
That's
I'm sorry.
I was on a good intention, though. I'm sorry. I was kind of talking to myself.
Well, I've never slept with you. If I slept with you, you know. If I slept with you, you know it was a good intention.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's when I know. Okay. All right.
What's up?
Right. Odetta, what do you got to say to that, Odetta?
Just get back to this dating shit. I mean, I can't get past the whole good intention thing. How is going, your one good intention is wanting to bed the person?
Okay, so let's say, Odetta. Good intentions are meaning, say, for example, obviously, you know, men, when we want to go to meet somebody that we're going to be able to appreciate, as you get older, speaking to both crowds, younger and older, you want somebody that you can, that cares about you, that you care about them, that you can have a good time with one, that you can have a nice, easy discussion
right.
with them, you guys can have good conversation. Those are the things that, those are the good intentions that I mean, all right?
Okay.
But you got to also understand in the back of our brain is I'm trying to get some buns.
Okay. All right. But so what are some things that would lead you one way or the other? Like while you're dating, conversation, just certain topics. If she seems a little loosey-goosey, then you end it there or – what do you do?
Well, the first, I'm glad you asked that question because the first thing is, of course, she's got to be attractive. Nobody's going out with somebody, like I said earlier, based on their personality. You don't just walk by somebody and say, God damn, she had a dope personality. Nah, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
So that's
not
the
in my
first
world.
Thing that we need to, not, you know, but that's the first thing that we need to come to a reality. And I hope a lot of women can understand that because, you know, they're like, oh, all he wants me for is my body. Well, dummy,
yes.
You're only wearing a tube
yes.
top and some tight-ass yes. pants. What you think I'm looking at? Your personality? You think I can see your heart through that? Get out of here.
No, I think we definitely get that. But it also goes the other way as well. You know, like everyone's just attracted to each other off rip. No female's looking at a dude saying, oh, you look, you know, your personality's great. And then you go from there. It's all physical. Right? It goes both ways.
Well, you're speaking
that's
from a woman's
good.
Perspective.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I see some really, really fine chicks with some really ugly dudes, and I know that they got them just off of their personality, which is crazy to me. Maybe it has something to do with their money, their cash
that?
Flow or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I also see some really hot chicks that date dudes, and when I ask them, I don't ask them directly about their dude, but I could tell when you
yes,
when, you know, when you meet another dude as a friend or whatever, saying hi or whatever, you could tell a certain gentleman has an aura, a vibe about him. You know what I mean? Their energy,
right.
you know, kind of brings
definitely.
Him a couple of notches up, you know?
Right. So, you know, all that physically attractive, but he has these other characteristics that reel him in. Definitely. Because I don't typically like a really cute guy. I prefer my dude to be a little ugly.
A little ugly?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just prefer him not to be ugly, but just not so, he doesn't have to be so cute.
Not to
I
be cuter
really
than you.
Into, like, super, yeah, I don't want you to do flyer than me. I don't need competition.
So you like to dumb it down, huh?
No, not dumb it down. I just don't, I've never been into an overly attractive dude. I guess that comes the cockiness and all those other things come into that, with that. So it's always been a regular schmegular. Regular schmegular guy.
So would it be safe to? Never mind, I'm not gonna do that. So
do it.
Somebody please
do it.
Do it
now.
Do it. So are you saying that effectively all your exes that you've been with have been all right, but they're not real.
I mean, they've been very real. I'm not gonna
appeal. That's what I meant.
Yeah, like, you know, right. They're not all, you know, also.
So, you know, if you're walking by with them, you don't have to worry about another chick going, damn, he fine.
No, trust. Just like you said, guys don't have to be so damn fly to bag them. So, you don't have to be too fly and be messy. You can be mediocre and real messy. So, no, that's not it.
Yeah, I think I'm getting
just saying
it. Like,
for me, I've just never been really superly attractive. Just to the outward appearance.
He can't be fly.
He can't be gruesome, basically.
Yeah, I got that. I get that. But, Marty, when you come up with this term, you know, I look at it totally different than you do, man. Like, when I see this slaughterhouse, dating slaughterhouse thing, I'm like, when I used to date and I was talking to some young cats around 28 years old, they go into the date with the intention just to bed. That's it. Now, there's something that a woman is going to say to him that's going to change his mind. He's like, okay, I need to look a little bit deeper into this woman instead of just trying to date to better. So it could be that she could, I don't know, pay for the meal for the first time. Like, hey, I got this one, but next time you got to get this one. Or have a very interesting conversation with him about him, not necessarily about her. I think a lot of times a woman go into a relationship or go into those dates and they want to, you know, see what a guy can do for them instead of what they could do for each other. Now, and once a guy sees that you're just about yourself and you're not into him and you don't know anything about him, he's just going to go to that first mission he had in his head. And that was just to sex you. That's what
sex
I think.
Sex.
Always.
But how do you get out of it? How do you get out of the slaughterhouse? Like, what are some things that triggered you to look right instead of left? Left leaning into bed.
Not being about yourself.
What do you mean by that?
Not being about her and how to actually please her, about how you can actually benefit the actual man. You know, you come to the date, you look great, you're wearing a nice, sexy outfit. So obviously that's what we're looking at. Now, what is going to take our eyes away from that nice, sexy outfit? What are
definitely
you doing to actually make that happen? Yeah. If you're just about being sexy and about, hey, baby, you know, next weekend we're going to go down to Miami and get this hotel for us. We're going to chill. We're going to relax. Oh, that sounds nice. And you're not doing anything. You don't know anything about this guy except that he can take you to Miami and he has family in Atlanta. You know, what is there? Yeah. There's nothing for the guy to actually say that he's interested in you. You're not giving him anything.
Right. Yeah, it's all surface.
Yeah,
I've
a lot of women are
like
doing
that. I've never, See, that's why I suppose you go back to me wanting to take it slow. You know, that 6 months sounds about perfect. And taking time.
You know what, Odetta? I do get on you a lot about your 6 months. But in all actuality, it's terrible. I know you thought I was about to praise you, but absolutely not. Hell to the nah. It's the worst thing ever.
I need to know what's wrong.
You're damn near
months.
A nun. At 6 months?
But who says that you're even? I'm not saying that. I have a hard 6 month like line. It's not a line in the sand where it's drawn. 6 months, then I'll consider everything else. I'm
yeah,
saying,
6 months
like
is gonna need something hard.
Time. Hell, well, I got a couple things in my drawer.
Wow.
But.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm single, okay? So, yeah.
You know what?
Awkward silence.
I
think you avoid most of this, if not all of this, if you just go down and just take your time.
A lot of people wouldn't even
make it to certain stages.
I'm not saying that either, Odette. I'm saying there's people that find each other instantly because they both open up both connect. They find each other instantly and they fall in love. You know, a lot of times when I hear that 6 month thing, that makes me cringe because I mean it's taking you 6 months to open up to a guy.
No,
and it's really taking that long
time
to figure out if he's the right one or not.
No,
you should
the
be
whole
able to
time
know
you're opening up.
Oh, okay.
Everyone
so what difference does it take for six why does it take
in
6 months?
Second, it's not like I said, it's not just 6 months and I'm hard to that. Because, say that everyone I've ever dated, I've always waited 6 months. So I'm saying you're just building towards something. I don't have a circle on my calendar, like, okay, here's the date. It's not that serious, but just my whole point is just taking your time and getting to know people. Because everything's cute in the beginning and nice and fun, and oh my God, he's great. You know,
yeah, but 6 months.
Sometimes just to show and prove your character and who you are. So then. You don't,
six
you know, you'd live in your
slaughterhouse. No, you definitely wouldn't make it to the slaughterhouse. You'd make it to the pasture. You'd be on the pasture.
Yeah, I'd be happy right there.
Yeah, talk about age.
Looking
day.
Over at the slaughterhouse like, damn.
Hey, the guy,
hey,
the guy,
anybody want a 10-year-old
his
day?
Eyes waiting for you to come in. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Like,
a little bit closer.
Oh, man. Okay.
No, but seriously, I don't see that. I get what you're saying, Odetta, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I know that you would know if the guy is right instantly, because you're vibing,
definitely.
You're giving the information in back and forth, so on and so on and so on and so on. A lot of times these women are not doing that. They're just, okay, this is all about me. He's going to pay for the
what
meal.
Can I get?
And it's, yeah, what mm-hmm. can I get? And it's amazing to me that we have a lot more women being independent, making great money, and they still are worried about if the man's going to pay for the first date. Like, everything has changed mm-hmm. from the 60s and 70s when men make that money, women staying home. Now we have women mm-hmm. that's independent. We got women that's making money, but we still have a problem saying,
right.
hey, you know what? You need to do this. Why? That's throwing men off, too. Why?
Well, I mean, me personally, I like to hear.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't really.
Nah, I do. I know it. Like I said, it becomes a slaughterhouse because you're going back and forth having this discussion, and nobody wants to make that fatal mistake of, yo, listen, man, we just going to get it in tonight, you know, because, I mean, eventually what happens is that starts to build a false relationship because 6 months down the line, somebody's asking, well, what are we? I mean, it's
yeah.
not 6 months.
Ah.
It's literally like 6 weeks. Well, what are we? What do you mean, what are we?
Right.
We're fucking. What's wrong with you? You serious? Come on, man.
And you know what it is. It could very well be that situation, and that's what it is. Playing
and
roles, playing positions
sides.
Is another part of it, right?
I can go both
definitely.
Sides. I'm with all
definitely.
That. But if I was dating, I wouldn't want to have it in less than 4 or 5 weeks. And like Odetta said, but 6 months is way too long for me. But I wouldn't want it that fast
mm-hmm.
either, because I want you to give me everything. And everything I mean is everything. I want you to be completely into me so you can give me everything that I need and try to satisfy.
Right.
What year is this, Greg?
2018, sir.
You?
Are
okay,
you talking
right,
about what I'm talking
sure.
about?
Yeah, yeah. When is this that you were feeling like this?
Oh, I don't know. 96, 97, whatever. But what I'm saying to you is that that's what I require when I go on a date. I want the woman to be completely into me. And when she's completely into me, then we can do anything we want to do. And there's no hold back. There's no representation of your ego trying to hold things back from showing what I am and what you are. I just want to be
that's
able to
right.
just flow. I don't know
that's
if we have to wait that
right
long.
There.
Well, I'm going to give you some advice
time.
Real quick.
If you got it, you got it. Okay. I see.
But you know what, Odetta, real talk, all jokes aside, you know what
yeah.
also helps with the flow is not either
yeah.
one of you being so overly aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Once somebody
yeah.
starts turning that little button on
yeah.
and flips that switch, it's over. Because once you turn that switch and you're telling me, listen, all you got to do is go hard for it, daddy, well, guess
mm-hmm.
what? I'm going hard in the paint.
Hard.
Three dribbles
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even maybe pass me the ball inside. I'm turning around. I'm shooting. That's it.
Okay.
That's
mm-hmm.
how
right.
that's how quick it is.
Well, let me ask you guys something. What would turn you off on a date? And it could be subliminal stuff to something that the person will never even recognize, but that thing is like, ugh, you hate it so much. Or better, you first.
Well, firstly, chewing with your mouth open.
Mm.
Eh? But anyway, that was a joke, LOL. But sex talk. Early sex talk is a definite, like, we're adults. We know what happens. We know we're going to do it. And that will turn me off quick, easy, fast, and forever.
Okay.
When you're just
okay.
overly aggressive, talking about it all the time, that's your whole conversation. Okay, great. I get that's what you want. I'm good on that. That's
right.
an early sign. See, you don't even make it 6 months. You don't make it 2 weeks. Boom. Go.
Damn. Done.
I'm not going to tell you right now because that's not what
you
I'm
also got to know when to put the brakes on them, though. You know what I mean, Odetta? And respectfully, but also keep them interested as you're putting the brakes on. Like, you can't shut somebody down. Well, I mean, you could,
it's
but I don't know if you're going
to keep
coming
around.
Back.
Right. I may not want to keep coming back, you know, because sometimes it's a super turnoff and in pictures and videos, unwarranted, not asked for, like, ew, freak. That's all getting you far.
I get
how
that.
How big your thing is. Ew. Whack.
What about you, Amadi? What about you? What are your turnoffs?
What are my turnoffs?
Yeah.
Damn.
You're on a date with a woman,
thing.
You're like, oh, damn, I can't deal with this woman. Because of that. It could be something that she's doing that could be close to what your ex-girlfriend used to do that pissed you off and remind you of that.
Okay, so there's got to be a certain level of give and take, right? It can't always be take, 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 you know what I'm saying? And I think that also comes with the other person being into you. Like, you better make sure that person's just as into you as you are into them. Because if you start acting crazy, start looking crazy, doing certain shit, like running to the store to get their, you know, their weave or something, you know, I need 12-inch silky straight or something like that, then you're going to start looking crazy, brother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you really, really got to, and you have to be careful because females nowadays will take advantage of that. And, you know, like you see these memes, you know, somebody will say, you know what, forget this. Why am I even dealing with you? I'll just get my other dude to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how a lot of females are moving nowadays because they've watched how men have exploited relationships. And, you know, it's been acceptable. So now, for whatever reason, rather it's out of convenience, rather it's out of what they may feel as being necessity, for whatever reason, now they're more inclined to do the same thing. It's just that the consequences at this point are so dreadful, especially as you get older. So you really need to think certain things through as you're doing them. I mean, that all that comes with age, honestly.
No, but that's an interesting thing that you said that, and also Odetta was talking about the sex talk, you know. If a woman does initiate that with me, or with me, period, or any man, period, once you initiate sex talk and you just talk about sex with me or any man,
I'm shooting my shot.
That is it's gone. The shot is already gone.
Course.
I don't care what kind of relationship you wanted. I don't care if you thought I was going to be your husband. But right now, only thing I'm thinking about right now is how that's going to happen. You could have changed your mind or anything. I'm lost. You lost me right there.
But you better. If she put it out there, then she's ready.
No, not necessarily. She could put it out there because she's talking in casual. It could be, I guess so.
Well, right.
But if she's expecting more,
but
then
if she's opening
problem.
That door, if she's opening that door, she wants you to peek on it. So.
Yeah, but she might be expecting more still, better. She might still look, hey,
of
I want you to come in.
Of course. She may think that
we're
way.
We're not thinking that way.
But if she's opening that door, she wants you to peek it on in. And
I got
her.
It, but she might be used to opening the door that way and thinking that she's getting a man. And like, why is my man cheating on me after all? You lost us
definitely
after you said that.
At that. You're right. That's why I try my best not to open that door until I am ready to cross that line.
Your door going to need some WD-40 on it, though.
Nah, it's loose. KY.
Wow.
Did you have that sound effect ready? Dope.
I wish I did. Hey, guys, once again, we open up the phone lines. Call in anytime you want to, 714-583-6887. Once again, 714-583-6887. Hamadi, this is back to you. What are the things that do turn you on when you're on a date? A woman that could do something really subtle that, like, wow, that's really sexy. She might not know it, but to you it is. What is that?
Wow. What is that? I'm trying to think from the beginning of the date. What is that? The first thing that's very sexy to me is have good smelling breath. Like, because I'm going to talk to your face. I'm a close talker. So I got to talk to you up close and personal. And if your breath is humming, our date's probably going to be over quick as hell. Because everything else from then on out is just going downhill. So the first thing I need you to do is make sure that your teeth are brushed. Make sure that if you smoke L's, make sure you have some mints or something around. That has to happen, right? So the next step is presentation, of course. Make sure everything. And listen, if you have to wear weave, I'm not going into the whole weave thing, but ladies, if you have to wear weave, yo, make
don't
sure that shit's on straight. Please.
And tight.
Right? Make sure your wig is tight, or make sure you straightened it out with a straightening comb, whatever y'all do. Make sure it's all
get
nice.
Get it together.
No, don't even look fake. Yeah, get it together. Don't make it look like you just threw it on, and as soon as you get mad, you're going to pull it off and start fighting. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
Care of the way.
Next important thing is please wear clothes that identify with your body, right?
Oh.
So, yes, that's a very, very thing. Don't come to me like you work in a warehouse and you just cut off work and we're just going on a date. That's not going to happen. So, you know, wear some things that accentuate, you know, your valuable, things that are going to keep me focused.
Your
but
valuable
here's the
assets.
Trick now.
Hey, finish your words.
Your valuable assets, yep.
Yeah,
but here's the trick, though, because as we're talking, my eyes are going to wander. So you got to keep me intrigued, and you got to also keep me focused and remind me, listen, this is
classy,
you want
sexy.
This, you want all this, but what I'm about to introduce to you is way more fulfilling. I'm sorry, what do you say? What do you say, Odetta?
I said classy, sexy. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I'm taking
please.
Notes.
That's...
Okay.
No, what do you say you want this?
I
know you want it. Oh, Odetta, what about you? What are the turn-ons for you, the subtle turn-ons?
Style. I like a man that's well put together. Well put together and grown. It's very sexy. Smells good. That's a nice bonus.
Okay.
And also intelligent. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about something. Please. Please.
You know what's funny?
I'm not a big talker, so if you can engage me and keep me going, the win.
Yeah, you don't like to talk a lot, Odetta. You don't like.
No, I'm not. I've never been a big talker.
Yeah,
but,
you listen and you listen a lot and take notes.
I listen and learn.
Yeah, see that.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you've been listening all week, then.
Excuse me.
I hope you've been listening all week because I've been talking to you all week.
No, you haven't.
I have. I even pulled up on you. And what was your reaction when I pulled up on
you?
You
did pull up on me.
Yo, Greg, you should have seen the look on her face.
Yo, you should
have
seen the way she
did it.
You should
have. Everybody
was looking
like, what
the? Yes.
What's the problem? Freaky. Yes, yes, yes.
Pulled up.
Smoke coming out
of
the tires.
Shifted. Yes, sir.
Yo, Odetta, come here. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second, Odetta.
Nah, I had to go talk to other people first. You know that. I had other people to talk to.
So you skirt up on me and go, yeah, and dip off.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Nah, you know what it was?
Right.
You know what it was? Nah.
Have my heart in my throat. Yeah, do that to me.
About to die.
Right, right. Light flashes in my eyes and all of that. But, yeah, I had to go talk to somebody else. Then I was going to talk to her. He's so disrespectful. You see that?
The word. But you like that shit.
I do.
You like that shit.
I do.
Yo, but nah, listen, all jokes aside, you know what's funny? You know what, there's obviously a false perception that all men are easily turned on. That's not the truth, ladies. I hate to tell y'all that. All men, especially myself, I'm not easily turned on. I am easily turned off. I mean, I've seen two tits in an ass. I've seen it before. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
So you better bring something else to the table. So
that's what I'm saying.
And
that's exactly what I'm saying,
Marty.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, if it's just that, a guy's going to want to get that because that's what he was already thinking about in the car. He wants that, the tits and ass, and that's it. If you're not bringing anything else to the table, you lost us. He lost
to
our imagination of sex.
I have a question for you guys. All right, so say you are digging a girl. You know, her personality is great. She's good on the eyes. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
You hit it.
Mm-hmm.
What brings you back?
What brings me back?
Yeah.
Before
like what keeps
hit
you coming
it,
back?
Before
what are you doing for me?
Right, you had a spark. Right.
What are you doing for me?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
That's my answer. See, that's the problem. Happy
doing?
I don't listen. Not you, but I'm saying, what are you doing for me? That's what's bringing me back. Because I can get sex from anywhere. So we're just sexing. Great. What else are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're making sure that my well-being is taken care of. You're making sure that, you know, simple things. You're making sure that my food is ready when I get home. I don't know. You're making sure that, you know, clothes are picked up if you come over. Little things, you know what I mean? Because most guys are bachelors that are really disgusting, you know what I mean? So, yeah, if you come over, you start cleaning up here and there, yeah, you're a keeper. Then it means that I know your parents raised you well.
Gotcha. Okay.
To me, that's a little bit more difficult because it could be something that, like we were talking about, those turn-offs, those subtle turn-offs, that it could be done after the first date, after we have sex. You could do something that could remind me of my ex-girlfriend. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with that, and that just shuns me off. You know, so it all depends what it is, you know. If we're vibing, we're connecting, and we're talking back and forth with each other, and we can have that open dialogue about, hey, you know, this turns me off, that turns me off. And if those are the things that you have a problem with and you constantly do those things, obviously I'm gonna leave you alone. But Amadi brought up something pretty interesting earlier. He said, you know, a lot of women don't listen. So we communicate. We tell you what happens, what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You guys not hearing us. So we stop talking. So once we stop talking, then we don't want to tell you what's pissing us off about you, and we just go about our business as usual. It goes back to what we was doing before we got there on the first date.
Okay. That's a quick revert back. Guys,
quickly,
she didn't mess up.
Fast. Fast.
She didn't mess up now.
Yeah,
right.
But Odetta, don't let Greg not tell you the whole truth. That also keeps us at home is those buns. You keep me coming home. I'm not going to lie. Keep it exciting.
True.
I'm going to keep coming home.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to do that.
Well,
yeah, I remember that's a dub.
I said otherwise it's a dub.
Yeah, I was going to say you got to be able to. Like, I remember this one female I used to vibe with. She could be home waiting for me after work. And the best feeling knowing she coming home, I'm coming home. And I was a little bit younger then. So, you know, if she had maybe a girl-on-girl, you know, XXX flick in the TV, I had a long day at work, all of a sudden I walk in, and I'm like, oh, my day just changed. You know, that's a keeper.
Yeah.
You know, that was
a
keeper.
That was a keeper. Keep her around.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed out on that one. That was a keeper.
But see, that's the thing. Like,
what?
Each man has...
I see a lot of women that really, a lot of my girlfriends, they really go hard for dudes in ways that I would never, ever do. And still.
Well, give me examples going hard for dudes.
You know, like
they're
single or they're not satisfied. It's like just going hard, doing everything that you just said, being your freak in the bed, cooking, cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, making sure this is done, this is taken care of, like some real ride or die chicks. And I'm like, why you don't have a man? Like, why? You're not married? What? Like, what's good?
I just thought of a turnoff, Odetta.
What?
I just thought of a turnoff. So not being able to have a deep conversation with somebody. Like, if I'm talking about what this idiot Trump just did today, I don't want to have a conversation about the Chris Brown concert last night. You feel me? Like, that's not what I don't want to talk about entertainers at all. I don't want to be entertained. You know what I'm saying? I know there's real shit going on in the world right now. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about building up our community. I want to talk about educating our children. I want to talk about what can we do to buy houses instead of renting. Those are the things I'm interested in. But, of course, that also, you know, makes sense that you're finding somebody that's on the same level as you, because you don't want to worry about somebody that's going to be on Snapchat or Instagram all day long. And then you're like, hey, how you doing?
What you do today?
Yeah, what you do today? You know, when you start realizing that their whole day was about social media. Social media has been dangerous, by the way, too. I'm going to say that, especially when it comes to dating. I mean, you can go on a date. If you're on a date and you're on your phone, I'm leaving you with a bill. You can pay that shit. Straight like that. Straight like that.
See, ladies, that's why you should always be prepared. Always
have
a credit card, a debit card in your pocket. Folks are tricky.
That's really interesting. And how would a woman find out? Like, Odetta has that 6-month rule. She need to be finding that out about her man
early.
She's dating early to find out this is what he likes to keep him interested.
Right.
Every man. Yeah. I don't know a single man. I don't know about you, Marty, but I don't know a single man that doesn't want sex. So we could throw that out the window. So
a dude in jail.
Let's do in jail.
Every
man wants sex. Every man's going to want sex, right? So just doing that, cleaning, cooking, that's to me, that's the bottom level. Marty hit the nail on the head right there when he's talking about, I don't want to talk about the Chris Brown concert. I want to talk about what happened in politics today. This is what Marty's interested in. Now, if she knows what he's interested in, he's going to come back for more. But if she doesn't know that, Marty's lost. And you gotta remember, men from an early age been rejected by women a lot. So we got game now. We figure out how to speak to them. We understand what they want because we know what we want. So we're going to give you everything that you actually want until we get what we want. And then we're gone. But in that process, if you figure out, hey, this is what this guy's about, and I want to be part of his world, okay, come on in. We're going to let you stay in there. And it's not about you or me, is about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building, like Amadi said, building our community, building our friendship, building up our wealth.
Foundation.
If you're not doing that, when you're talking about going hard, that's not going hard. That's normal. I think that is what
a
woman is
going to
have,
you know,
period.
Right, definitely. I just thought that would just also be included as a given. But
not a lot of women think that
way. Not everybody, Right. I was like, not everyone does that, and not a lot of dudes either. I find myself, you know, in situations where it's hard to engage or dumbing down a little bit, and yeah, they don't make the 6 months.
Well, you're already shooting you're already shooting low anyway, so I mean, it really shouldn't be that difficult for you.
How am I shooting low?
Yeah, explain that, Amadi.
Because he's not attractive.
No, because I listen to you. You
that's
just
the only
said
thing
that you. God, I see you can't even get a word in with you.
I stopped.
See, Greg, see, that's the problem we got.
Make your point. She stopped.
Finally, goddamn. Now I forgot what I had to say. Now I'm joking. Yo, Dana, nah, but
I wish.
Yeah, you wish. No, you wish I remembered. Nah, but.
Yes.
God, I know. It's so tough. But y'all really, really got to remember that, you know, like, y'all control that situation at a time. You can make a man either act right, or you can understand that this is just going to be some fool. I'm out of here. And at the same time, while you're dating me, how serious are you going to take this date? Because if you already got three other dates lined up for the week, well, guess what? You know what my objective is going to be tonight. Do I got to use the back seat, or do I actually got to pay for a telly? That's all that's happening. You kidding me?
Yeah, why are you getting really emotional all that, man?
I know.
Because if this is 20 years ago, you'd find out. That's why.
Right here, bro.
Oh, pause. Not me, kid.
I thought he was talking to you. What? Come on,
hey,
buddy. You okay?
Let him calm himself down. Let him come back down.
You okay?
No, Marty, I'm with you 100%. I'm with you
100%. I'm just trying to get y'all to feel us. That's all, man. Because this is a show to help y'all date. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. I
I'm good in the hood.
You, man. Me too. I'm great.
I've never had a problem dating.
Too.
Like,
sure.
I just never
me
had
either.
A. But at some point, you got to be like, you know, there's an objective here. I wanna actually get to
when
the
you're
goal.
Ready.
The goal is to...
Right. When you're ready.
Are you ready?
I don't know. When I'm ready.
So let me ask you something.
I'll
so let
ready.
Me ask you something, because I'm gonna help you as
oh,
your friend,
boy.
Right? Yep. That's what I told you. Strap
you
on. Put the seatbelt on. Dump truck is going. Listen. The dump truck is loose. The truck is loose. So listen, so Detta, at what point you say that I need to focus on this goal because this is important to me? I don't want to be 70. I don't want to wait till my man. I have to change my diaper to call him my man. At what point do you say, you know what, I got to buckle down?
When I am mentally ready. See,
you
I
put
feel
a,
like a lot
you
of people go into situations when I can't put a date on it. No, when I'm ready. Or when the right person steps into my life, I will be ready to receive him. But at this moment,
No funny, but when does menopause hit for women?
Why
different
does it
ages.
Matter? I already have my daughter. I'm good on the children. So
No, I'm asking because that
like
it's not 45? Just the it's not the organs
ages.
That you worry about. Because I remember my mom going through it. It's the attitude, the everything. It's hot. You know what I mean? Things start changing.
Yes.
So that I remember it. Yeah, it gets
uh-huh.
a little crazy. So when you say you've got a 6 month period, you averaging two dudes a year at the very most. So maybe, and I'm trying to help other women out too at this point, maybe we shorten our quote unquote dating cycles, our projects. Maybe we start to listen to certain men and look for a different man because the last person that we dated didn't actually appeal to us.
Of course.
Even get to that 3 month mark.
Yes, you learn. You don't just date blindly, keep dating the same dude. You learn, you move on, and you try different things, and you explore. I'm not doing the same thing over and over again. That's insanity. Anyone doing that, that's just insane.
So we had that meme about that young brother that was working at McDonald's, right? Supported his kids, two kids, had his crib, had a hoopty, you know what I'm saying? But went on a date and we was asking sisters online, you know, would you date this brother? Would you give him an opportunity? A lot of the sisters were saying yes.
Yeah, they were. I said,
I call
no.
bullshit.
Me too.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
But you said you tried.
On social media.
I said I did try it. When I was younger, I did. So I'm not saying I'm judging
right, when you're younger,
the situation.
I don't
did with an open heart, went in. You know, like, okay, he doesn't make as much as I do. That's fine. He's working, goes every day. You know, he's not late. You know, character, okay, he's trying. But, yeah, no, didn't work.
Now, let me ask you from a man's point of view now, and I'm going to speak from a man's point of view. to me, that brother has been holding down a job consistently, obviously, because he's been there for a minute. He's got two kids, a car, and a crib on a Burger King salary.
Yes.
So what's wrong with you? Not you, per se, but what's wrong with you, that person that would be dating this man that before you came into his life, he had his shit together. Maybe he didn't have the ambition to be bigger, but he was still in 2018 holding it down for two kids, a car, and a crib. That says a lot, you know. Do you give this man a chance? Does love win?
For who?
Yeah, exactly.
For you as a woman.
That's not working. Yeah. Let's be honest, man. He's women were lying, bro.
Why did you lose lost when you said Burger King?
Yeah, these guys. You're trying to get a Whopper for your kid. That's all you're doing.
I'm good on that.
He's bringing home dinner every night.
You know.
Yeah, I just had to clarify that on that whole post.
Because there was
that
an
was
issue with ambition. We spoke of ambition, and that was an issue with a previous situation that I was in. He didn't have any. And that's pretty much where it kind
of
ended things.
If he's
you know, like,
I get
it, you're
kids,
here, you're
ambition.
Building. Yeah, I'm just saying my situation, you don't mind.
No, I got you.
I'm sorry,
about
what was
like,
the situation?
I'm done with it.
Nah, see, Greg, you can't be talking when she's talking, Greg.
I'm sorry, I forget.
You know what? No, I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you what she tried to do. When you start talking over her, she says something ill or something important, and then she says, "No, I'm not gonna say it no more."
I'm good.
Odetta, go ahead. Be free. Let it go. Don't wait 6 months.
I will.
I'm gonna start acting like we're dating, Odetta. That way, you'll feel more comfortable.
You're gonna act like we're dating. And then I will come
pull up.
Really?
Pull up. I won't pull up again. Watch.
I told you. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Get you out of that fitted sheet.
Hey,
I'm going to put that on just for you, baby.
God. That was so funny.
I'm trying to be. I'm getting pushed out.
You sound like a man in Odetta's life.
You know what?
His father has much. Time for me to go.
I'm sure.
Well, it's about that time.
You sound about right.
You've hit the 5 month mark. It's about time you go,
buddy.
Homie.
What are we going to do? Something? Nah, you got to go home.
Just damn.
Yeah, you
get
too close.
Just tap out now.
You're getting too close to the drawers. Not feeling you.
I'm feeling pressure. I'm good on that.
Oh, my God.
What do we do to... To soften the blow, so the women could actually listen to us, because I think that's a major pet peeve for a lot of men. They go and do whatever they're gonna do because women don't stop to listen to what we have to say, you know. And women get mad. I'm like, well, I was so good to him, you know. We had a great chemistry, great connection. No, we just was just playing a game with you. When the game over, what do you have to give us? And when do we speak freely to women? You know, like Hamadi talks and Hamadi say things and people are like, yo, what the hell is he talking about? But he's being real, he's being passionate about it.
Delivery,
so
man.
Well,
they know what I'm saying,
why
Greg.
Does it have
they
to
just
be
can't
delivery?
Believe I'm saying it.
Why does it have to be delivery?
It is. Because women are sensitive, right? We are sensitive.
Men
creatures.
Are sensitive, too. Don't let it
fool
you.
I'm not saying you're not, but you, come on. We are sensitive. I would lean more, we're a bit more sensitive, and I'm not the most sensitive chick ever, but we just seem to be a bit more, you know, sensitive in how you talk to us. So if you're talking,
that's
I can receive
BS.
Instead of talking at, like, look, you need to, boom, boom, boom.
But
no.
I get that, but that's still BS. That's still BS, because women will talk to a man very firmly, too, to motivate him. So the same tactics that you guys use to motivate us, and we're trying to motivate you or to spark things with you, why do we have to change our tone when we're trying to be completely real and honest with you? This is who we are. Now, you're telling us to change it up, to soften up the blow a little bit. That means we got to start playing a game.
Isn't it?
Instead of being real.
All of a game, pretty much?
No.
You know, all
while,
I hear in my head is, yo, all I hear in my head is somebody got to be the
basically.
Adult. That's all I hear.
Yeah, why?
Because somebody got to be the goddamn adult at some
point.
Right,
but, you know, it depends on the female. Some can take it, some can't. It depends on the situation, firstly, and who you're dealing with. Some can handle it, some can't. And a lot of times it has to do with, I believe, delivery.
All the best are the ones that just got out of a relationship, Greg. Greg, those are the best. The ones that just got out of the relationship, the ones that are hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Insecure.
They don't care. They don't care.
They go all in. Yo, I got it.
Oh, my God.
Really?
He just deals with divorced woman.
Put it on me like he's watching. Go ahead, girl.
Oh. For real.
That's right.
Horrible.
And you'll do it.
How
is how the men think. Oh, that is a horrible
thing. Do it.
Savage.
Do it.
I just don't want to believe it.
You gotta believe it. I know you know it's true. You like?
Nah, damn. I do. Yeah.
I know you know it's true.
Y'all ain't shit. I already know it. Yeah.
Y'all ain't shit either. That's the whole thing.
True.
We both ain't shit, and we try to act like we're not.
Yeah.
Fuck it. If I ain't shit, just deal with it.
Shit, you ain't shit either.
Yes, we are. Let's go. Let's run. Let's rock and roll. Now we got a
fucking
one
day.
Hey, we're respectful. You're respectful. Nah. Bull crap. There's a reason why we connect. And our energies is telling us, hey, this is where we're supposed to be. This is how we're going to get down. Okay. That's who we are. Like, I know Amadi has a lady right now. I have a lady. I don't think Amadi, he might turn it down a little bit, but he's still the same person in front of his lady.
Oh, I absolutely am.
That.
Right.
Yeah, I absolutely am.
That. Because that's how they vibe. So if Amadi's going to be real with his lady, how he's going to be something different? And that's what I'm hearing from you.
No, okay. I said depending on the situation, depending on the person, a lot of times I feel it is delivery. But Amadi is a whole different being, okay? Amadi is Amadi. All right,
that's
so
true.
If you know him, you got to love him for who he is, how he is, 100% from what I get.
But
so
this is what we're saying.
I get that.
You ain't
got to
love
him. Right.
You
got to
respect me, though.
Oh, okay. That, too.
I'm
but
with that.
Yeah. I get that. You know, you
I ain't that far removed.
Because, right, and if she couldn't handle it, they wouldn't be together. So
right.
They receive each other. They get each other. So that's boom.
But the thing we're talking
still,
about, that is those people that's going hard. Like you said, your girl's going hard and they still have a man. Like, what are those little things that they're doing that's throwing them off? That's making a man leave.
Right. I know. There's three sides to every story. I wonder, like, what else are you supposed to do?
Turn down.
Let us talk. Let us be us.
Say no.
I'm telling you all that.
Now,
no,
I'm
going to
keep it so real with you.
Do it.
Y'all will find something worth keeping if you say no a couple times.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And have the right approach.
Got to be a little package.
Yeah.
Got to have something to back up with that.
I know a lot of women have a problem with that. A lot of when they pissed off, they're going to let you know they pissed off. And they're going to start calling you out on your name. And you're like, yeah, what the hell is
that?
Nah,
they're going to start calling their other boyfriend. That's what they're going to do. They're going to complain to their homegirl.
Oh,
or they're going to complain to their other boyfriend.
Oh,
or they're going to go talk to him and be like, you know what? I had a bad day today. That translated means I had a bad date. I had a bad date today. Now let me go talk to you.
You're right. Come make it better.
Open. Yep. Sure. Come make it better.
And we're a man of pride and ego, man. You can't crush it because once you do, we're done. Also, Mark, let me ask you something.
Yeah, I can't.
Let me ask you something, Mark.
You know, I did learn that the hard way. I got my heart
broke. Yeah. Okay. Spit on it. Unless you don't want to spit on it.
That's the thing because it still hurts.
Okay.
You're so scared, yo.
She's still hurt. I'm trying to let her go with it, but she won't go.
But I just got my heart broken because
I broke
his heart.
You broke his heart. He ain't even thinking about you right now. What are you talking about?
But I'm sure he is.
He's laid up with
thinking about you.
Trust me.
Oh, Daddy, he's still thinking about you.
Come back, Amadi. Yes.
Every last one of them.
Hello. Yes.
Damn. Nah, I know she's been drinking what you've been drinking, Amadi.
I haven't been drinking since around 3.
Since 3?
Yeah.
I'm just drinking water.
Well, let me ask you
drinking water.
Man to man, let me ask you something, Amadi. If your lady wanted something to be done around the house and you can't do it, and you know your boy can do it, do you have a problem with that?
What are you talking about, bro? You know me too well. There's shit I can do around the house and not get someone else to do it.
What are you talking about? Give a shit.
Listen to the
You're
scenario.
Bugging.
That's exactly.
Bro.
We try to help women out. Listen to the scenario.
Listen, listen, there's things that need to be done. And if I'm the person that takes care of a lot of other things for other people, which I do, then guess what? You're going to help me out too. And if that's the way you know, everybody got a whole throw. I don't have nobody hanging around that just hangs around for the fuck of it. Like, you better be able to put some work in, because guess what? Because one of the things of hanging out with me or being around me is I'm going to have your back 100%. So if we're out in public, it's time to turn up, I'm going to turn up. You should know that. You don't have to question my loyalty and my friendship. But it comes with a price. You know, okay. And if you're older dude hanging in me, you probably put some work in already. And be a little bit lenient. But guess what? There's still going to be times where, I might need you to help me take this bed set out. I might need you to help me to bring this bed up. I might need you to help me put this grill together. You know what I'm saying?
Once again, that's totally different what I'm talking about. I got that.
No, I know what you're talking about. And there's something that she might need me. Hey, I need my brakes changed. Well, guess what? My man down the street, we're going to go get him. He's going to change the brakes. We're going to be good.
No. See, you still got it backwards. I'm saying she comes up to you and say, Amadi, my brake's going to be done, need to be done, and I already called up Michael to come over here and do that. Is that a problem?
That's foreign. That's foreign.
Yeah, no. That's a no.
That's foreign. That's foreign. No
Someone
girl
would
with me
do
should
that,
have that. No, stop. No girl with me should ever feel that fucking comfortable to say something like that.
Oh, he's getting hype again.
You're out your damn mind. Listen.
I feel you, though. That's a violation, yo.
Absolutely, because first of all, I think highly of myself, in case you ain't caught on yet. So since I think highly of myself, I think that I can do damn near anything. There's not much that I can't do until I prove otherwise. So at least give me the opportunity. But if you're going to give some other dude the opportunity before me,
tell me what that means. Mm-mm. What does that mean to you, Marty? Tell me, come on.
Violation.
Let the ladies know. Violation.
Yeah, if you're gonna go get the next man, that means you're telling your man that he's incapable of doing something.
Yeah.
So you might not see it, but now not only and if you did it unwillingly or unknowingly, you just shot your man.
Stupid.
I'm gonna let you know right now. A lot of times men don't recover from love shots. I'm gonna keep it real with you. But you might have hurt or bruised his ego. He ain't gonna say it, or he might blow up with you later. But I'm gonna tell you what, you can go find another lady that's gonna massage that ego back to life later.
Yeah.
It's going to bring it back to like a Cheeto pet.
Pretty.
Bring
it back.
What? I like that.
But a lot of women don't understand that. They don't.
I don't understand
they think it's all good.
Because I wouldn't want that. I'm sorry.
But, Odetta, you grew up with men. You understand this, Odetta. A lot of women don't understand that. They lost me on it. I'm like, I got this man. He could do this for me. And I know you got some people, and we're all cool. We all hang out, so I didn't see it was a problem that I asked him to do this for us. And I know that's what he does.
Yeah.
And like Amadi said, I feel the same way, Amadi. I'm pissed. Matter of fact, he's getting the fuck out of my house.
When I was younger, maybe, but now it's just about forget back.
Nah,
now your friend come over. Guess what? Yo, what's up? You know what I mean? It's light.
See, that's what I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want my man contacting me.
But you've already done it. But you've already done it.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Now you went out.
No, but that's why I would never do that.
Now I gotta teach you a lesson.
Done to me.
Now I gotta teach you a lesson.
I
don't need
that.
Yep. Now me and your girlfriend gotta go looking for a gift for you. We'll be back.
Oh. We're going to Victoria's Secrets. And we're gonna get a gift like that.
You try to get my cat.
Oh, you ain't like that.
She's gonna try some stuff off because she's about your size.
Wait, and she can't try them on in the fitting room because it got the little sensor on it. So
she'd be doing
it at home. She can do it at our house. Don't worry. She's in your room right now.
Oh,
don't worry about it. She's going to model for me because I got to make sure you got the right one.
Bet you'll never make that mistake again, Odetta.
I already said I wouldn't. Damn. You said my
I'm glad this show is informative.
I'm scared.
I'm very glad this show is informative because, Odetta, you sound like you learned a lot today.
I really tried. I tried my best to learn the most I could today. I tried to listen.
I think the most important thing that you learned, and it's just a shot out there, but I'm thinking the most important thing that you probably learned from today is that you have to listen. Yes, no?
Yeah, and take your time.
And you were listening, and that's why That's why I love you, Odetta, because you were listening.
I love you too,
Odetta. You know, I really tried. Do you guys love me? I love you guys too. Can we hug?
No.
Come on.
But can you bring some chicken tomorrow so I can marinate it? I want to cook some more chicken.
I sure can.
Yeah, you bring some chicken,
Odetta,
I'll make your plate.
What do you want to leave?
Just wait, it's
going to
rain tomorrow. Supposed to like thunderstorm and stuff.
Odetta.
Oh, wait.
Are you listening? Are you listening?
I
was
talking about chicken. He was talking about chicken.
Yeah, you're talking about food. I know. I was lost a little bit, too.
Right. No,
Odetta, you are very dateable. I got to, you know what? We're going to work on you this week. I got you.
Wow.
You know what?
Okay.
He's going to make it right for me. Yeah, you know what?
He's
I'm
making it right for Odetta.
Yes, he
Odetta's
is.
Gonna be right.
Find me a man.
Find you a man. Say it louder, girl.
Find me a man.
Ooh, she's doing her
Find
dance,
Find me a man.
Marty,
right?
She's doing a dance. You better get it done, Marty.
Hey.
Well, all you really need to do is cook.
She's
and
backing
come.
It up, too, Marty. She's
no,
backing
but
it
I
up.
Do cook. I cook.
In the
I
fitted
cook.
Sheet. Cook and they will come.
All right. Odetta.
How about no sheet?
What's
no
your
sheet?
Closing statements for this show?
Even better.
My closing statements. I learned a lot today. I learned a lot from the great Hamadi. He broke down this whole dating slaughterhouse for me. A little nervous. Didn't understand it, but I got it. We didn't get any callers today?
No, nobody called and nobody liked it today.
Okay.
That's fine. We don't need anybody to call in today. Today was a very informative show.
It
I'm hoping people were sitting there paying attention and not calling in to add their two cents.
I agree. Marty, what you got to leave us with?
Well, I'm going to leave you guys with something very important. It was left on one of our posts today, honestly, so I'm not going to take the credit for it. And I just got to find it real quick. It was something to the effect of how you are, of what it comes to having sex too early in a relationship, right? So pretty much you end up having the spoils because you're basically having your dessert first, so you're eating backwards, right? And as a matter of fact, I just found it. So I'm going to read it verbatim from a really close friend who's very very beautiful, by the way. Even, God, she just doesn't age. So she said, to keep it short and to the point, don't miss out on a good meal because you had a sweet tooth and ruined your appetite by having your dessert first. Keep this up and you will become malnourished for deep thinkers only. All right? So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Listen, when I was 20-something, I would definitely not have left you with that because I was definitely trying to bed you. But at this point in my life, listen, there's so much more to this, and I really want people to take heed and don't miss out on a good meal because you had a sweet tooth. Yo, would y'all get it together? I can't even be serious about this, guys.
Yo,
this is happening, Rob.
You've been throwing little things in there that have been killing me, man.
Yes.
No, just go with it. Would you? You act like this is new for you. We've been friends for 30-something years, and you act like
this is
new.
Man. It's funny.
Oh my God.
I can't help
guy.
Like, are you really passionate about us being laughing at it? Because I don't know what the hell is wrong with you, man.
Good job, Amani. That was a great closing. And Greg,
yeah, that was great. Thank you, guys. I'll be gone next week and the week after, so it'll be just you two. So I hope you guys have a great time. I'm going to have a great time.
Then it'll
time.
Be a real slaughterhouse.
Yeah. y'all go in because I'm going to go in. I'm going to be in Jamaica eating some good food, relax, and going in the ocean and just doing my thing. So love you guys. Until next week, you guys take care, all right?
Peace.
Peace.